So this first one is the normal gallbladder. The bottom half, the curved side here, this will be the lumen of the gallbladder. So on this side here, we'll expect to see the epithelial surface of the gallbladder lumen. The top here, this will be the outer or adventitial side or serotal side of the gallbladder. So we'll see a thin mesothelium on the surface and an underlying connective tissue and adipose tissue underneath it that together makes up that adventitia. The first thing you can see even at low magnification is that the surface of the gallbladder or the luminal side of it is thrown into quite a lot of folding, and this folding is to allow the distension of the gallbladder lumen, so the epithelia constrict out as the gallbladder expands and contracts and form these folds. There are also in folds up towards the muscle side as well that create sort of hollow channels. So this is the distensible nature of it. As we zoom in a little bit, and the structure is pretty much the same all over its surface, so as we move around across the epithelium, you should be able to see similar features within the wall over its entire length. So, at this magnification, you can make out the epithelia here. And what sort of an epithelia do we see lining the gallbladder? Sort of an epithelium is this from the lecture? Anyone? Columna, yes. A simple columna. May not look simple in some places, but that's because of the plane of the section, so that if you're not cutting in a perfect 90 degrees to the epithelia, you're going to cut through a number of layers, but it is a simple columna epithelia. And it will be more clear in the second image where the University of New South Wales slides much better. Underneath this, this area directly underneath the epithelia, now the epithelia itself will sit on a basement membrane, and all epithelia sit on basement membrane, which is a specialised extracellular matrix that underlies all epithelia. Please don't confuse it with the term basal lamina. Basal lamina refers to a part of the basement membrane, and it's a part that's only really visible under an electron microscope. So we're not going to see it at the light microscope level, and in fact the basement membrane is almost invisible to see on these histological sections anyway, unless we've specifically stained it. So you've just got to imagine running directly underneath the basal side of the epithelia here is a specialised extracellular matrix called the basement membrane. So from the lumen, columnar epithelia, basement membrane, and then everything underneath the basement membrane to where we see the smooth muscle layer, this layer here is described as the lamina propria. The lamina propria. So the lamina propria underlies the epithelium, and within the lamina propria, as we move around, you'll see that there are a large number of cells from different origins. The vast majority of the nuclei that we see here are the cells that manufacture the collagen that makes up the lamina propria. And these are what type of cells? What makes collagen? Fibroblasts. So a lot of these nuclei in here will be fibroblasts or fibrocytes. And these secrete all of the collagen, which we can see spreading around underneath the lamina propria. Also within the lamina propria, we'll see blood vessels, both capillaries and venules. I don't think you'll see any lymphatics there, but certainly capillaries and venules lie in this layer, much more obvious in the second slide. In addition to that, you will also see a number of blood cells that can be found in the tissues there, so some cells that migrate out into the tissue itself. But you would never be asked to discriminate between what one nuclei is and the next. So you can see that this forms a layer. The lamina propria also extends into the folds of the epithelia that we see running into the lumen.